Boogie check.
And a fine tone it is too. Good evening, boogie checkers, and good evening to you. I am John Landecker, host and creator, I might add, of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Then you should stop what you're doing and call 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life. That's 312-981-7200. On the Boogie Check of what? That's right, the Boogie Check of Life. Now, what does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check, but I'm not putting it there. That's your job. 312-981-7200. Now, you know, Bob Surratt, good friend of mine, we've known each other for a long time, and he does a fine morning show here on this here radio station. And every show he does starts at 5 a.m. and between 5 and 5:30, he takes the first call and gives him a prize. So I'm ripping that off. That's sort of anemic. And basically it means call now to win something. 312-981-7200, the first caller will win a prize. That is correct. 312-981-7200. First caller wins a prize. And we're anxiously awaiting your call here at 720 WGN. That's right. That's what we're doing. I'm feeling pretty good right now because, well, I'm at 8,011 steps. So, you know, I got a little way to go, but I walk around a lot. You know what I mean? I even have it on overnight. So, you know, these Fitbits. So if I say walk to the restroom, go to the bathroom, then those steps will count. I mean, you know, what is it? Every journey begins with a single step. And so far, I've got over 8,000 of them. 312-981-7200. Who wants to win something? Sure you do. Oh, you know, radio stations in this town, I'm telling you, they've been giving away stuff forever. 312-981-7200. But not quite like that. I'm sorry. What did you say in my ear there? Billy?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, hello, Billy. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are you doing?
I'm just heading home from work right now.
What do you do for a job? What's your work?
I am the general manager at PB&J in the West Loop. That's pizza, beer, and jukebox. It's an amazing spot. Anybody who's listening should definitely come out and see me.
Where is that exactly? Give the address.
It is right 205 North Peoria Street.
Yeah.
Right on the corner of Peoria and Lake in the West Loop.
Awesome. What was it again? What are the three pizza, things?
Pizza, beer, jukebox.
Man, that sounds like a good time.
It's amazing.
I'll bet it is. All right, Billy, congratulations. You are the first caller, and you shall win a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men, visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Stay on the line so we can get the information needed to get you the prize, and thank you so much for calling and listening. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Patrick, are you there? Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Patrick? What are you doing? What's up? What's happening?
Beautiful night. It's a beautiful night. I was writing songs with my friend. We were co-writing songs. We started writing during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah? How many songs have you written?
Well, we've got four new ones.
So are you a musician?
I am, yes.
Wow, this is great. This is awesome.
Yeah. We started, it was a friend from years ago. We played music back in the 90s and played around little clubs and things. And he would send me a voicemail and say, is this something? And then I'd send him one back and I'd add something to that. And we just recorded four new tracks I'm really excited about.
What are the songs called, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, my gosh. One is called Lilac, and it's about a lot of different things. But, you know, the that scent of lilac in the air that is so nice in the spring. It's only there for just a short moment.
Yes.
And
good
relationships that come and go.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, congratulations on coming up with a great way to pass the pandemic time-wise. hey, if you ever record anything, send it to me, will you?
Yeah.
Come on. Do you? All right. Is it a deal? You know, you can just send the song in an MP3 or whatever, a file. I'd love to hear it.
And yeah, I would love that. I'd love your feedback.
Okay. Thanks, Billy. Thanks for calling. All right. See now.
Done deal.
All right. Thank you, Billy. I'm telling you right now, we're on a roll. I got it. I'm telling you right now, we're on a roll. We're on a roll just like the old days. Hey, John, I got a song. Can you play it on the air? 312-981-7200. It's the Boogie Check of Life. Hello, Carol. How are you?
Hello, John. I wanted to say what a great thing it was that you would accept a music tape from the caller who called before. And my question is, would you accept a poem?
Of course.
Okay.
Do you have one now?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I'm still working on one that I would love to send you.
Oh, please
do. Where would I send it?
Hey, maybe we'll ask the mail boy.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, what's his face?
Well, no. Tom, what's his face is the producer. My name is Liam O'Flaherty, and I'm the mail boy around here.
Yeah, down in the mail room.
Liam.
Do you do limericks?
No, sorry.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can send whatever poem. I'll talk to you on the phone, and I'll tell you where you can send that poem, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Carol. Well, man, that sounds fantastic. Sure. You send poems, and that's better than emails and texts. I mean, you know, emails and texts, everybody gets those. But who gets poems? I do. When somebody brings up poetry, it always reminds me of what I believe is the shortest poem ever written. And it's by E.E. Cummings. And it's called Fleas. And it goes like this. Adam had 'em. And that's that. It's very, very short. I don't know. I'm not sure where I picked that up. But it's, you know what? It's so stupid because it's just one of those things that's always stayed in my brain. I'm sure you've got examples of that. Like some random thing from the past. I mean, from the past is still in there. And every once in a while it emerges. I mean, I wasn't thinking about that today until Carol mentioned poetry. Huh. What do you know? All right, 720 WGN, that phone number, 312-981-7200, to get on the Boogie Check of Life right now. That's 312-981-7200. And while we wait for those calls to come pouring in and jam the lines and break the telephone, I'm going to give you a brief look into what's lying straight ahead. There was a great article by Emily Horner in the Chicago Tribune over the weekend. Everybody needs access to bathrooms. Chicago doesn't provide nearly enough of them. And she'll be joining us after 8:30, after the 8:30 news, and we'll be talking about that. Also, it's pumpkin time, you know, Halloween, and we've got Pumpkin Joe Adkins coming on. He's a giant pumpkin grower. He's not giant, no. His pumpkins are giant, and he's also a pumpkin carver, and I have some actual pumpkin news to relate to him from the world of pumpkining. I don't believe that's actually a word, but I'll live with it. Now, after the 9:30 news, see, I'm giving you a full rundown here. So the Bears played the Buccaneers, and we all know how that went. And we've got Hamp and OB, and the meltdown meter is going to be in the red coming up after the 9:30 news. 312-981-7200. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, John?
How are you doing, Bob? Oh, it's Bob with the capital B. What's happening?
I liked your shirt poem. That was good. Oh, and by the way, it's not pumpkining. It would be pumpkinology.
Pumpkinology. There you go. Right.
There's a made-up word for it.
Right.
The shortest short story ever written. Have you heard it?
I have not.
It's kind of a downer.
No.
But I'll give it to you.
Yeah? How long is it?
Oh, it is short.
Well, okay.
Here we go.
All right.
For sale. Baby shoes. Never worn.
Oh, where did you get that from?
That's Ernest Hemingway, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, listen to the literary acumen.
Yeah, I think it was the winner in a short story contest.
Listen to you two. Wow. How about that? Tom knows about Ernest Hemingway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I would expect Tom to know that.
Well, thank you for calling, Bob, with the capital B. You know, I don't think Hemingway wore baby shoes, but he might have worn shoes of the fisherman. Oh, I can make a reference.
Good.
There you go. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Bob. And if it fits, wear it. Hello, Earl. Hey, Earl.
Hi, John.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great since I'm hearing you. I dialed in at 7 and I heard something else, and so did something else. And
well,
I
once,
came back, and there you are.
The Blackhawks are on, are started their season, and we carry the Blackhawks. And so every Monday between 7 and 8, there's this Blackhawk talk show. And then I come on at 8 o'clock. And that's why I'm here right now. See?
Okay, I'm glad you are. I'll have to start writing this down, get the schedule down straight.
Oh, you're telling me. You're telling me.
Real quick, I called into the college, local college radio station. The guy was asking for requests.
Uh-huh.
So I asked him for a Robin Trower record, and he says, it sounded like he never heard of him. And then he checked, and he says, we don't have that. And so I said, okay. I said, how about a Frank Zappa? And I mentioned I Am the Slime. And that really threw him. I said, well, write them down and, and maybe give them a listen and add them to your list if you want.
Well,
they play a big variety of stuff.
Stay on them, Earl. Don't let it go. Stay on them. I'm running out of time, but I got to get to Tampa Tom. Tampa Tom, Tampa Tom, Tampa Tom, Tom, Tampa Tom.
Hey, John, I just want to quickly apologize to all your listeners. Uh-huh. I really wasn't trying to run up the score yesterday.
Oh, I know you sat down for most of the fourth quarter.
I know. I mean, your degeneration issues. I just thought maybe I'd like to give you a few meal tips on from my diet that makes you ageless.
What is that?
And I was just... Well, there's like, Michelle will whip up a little kale and quinoa for me, and then there's always warm water with lemon and lean meat, and then ginkgo. And then if ginkgo doesn't work, you need Geico because you're probably not going to make it.
All right, Tampa Tom, thanks for calling. We run out of time.